KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. It's a Monday, the 6th day of August for 2018. Early yesterday morning, just before 7 o'clock, a fire broke out near Vallecito. The fire now has grown to 136 acres as of this morning. Containment, 40%. Good news is forward progress. The forward rate of spread was stopped by midday yesterday. There is still an advisory evacuation in place for the Live Oak subdivision all the way to Parrots Ferry Road, Green Meadow, Coyote Creek, Ansel Davis, and Monge Ranch Road. Now, the fire is burning near Camp 9 Road, about 4 miles from Parrots Ferry Road, again in the Vallecito area. Crews remained busy overnight, building and strengthening their containment lines. Fresh crew of firefighters expected this morning, and we are also expecting an update onto the containment and maybe a re-estimation of the acreage burned a little later on in the morning, hopefully within this hour. But smoke, that is the big news.
Well, the Amador and Calaveras County Public Health and Local Air Pollution Control Districts reissuing a joint air quality advisory to notify the public of the potential for poor air quality conditions due to smoke from fires currently burning throughout the state. Now, the advisory will remain in effect until further notice. The potential impact varies based on geographical location and wind direction, but has the greatest impact at this time on individuals with heart and lung disease, the elderly, infants, children, and pregnant women. Now, even a healthy person can be affected by wildfire smoke. If you can see it or smell smoke, take precautions. People who experience repeated coughing, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, wheezing, chest tightness, or pain should contact their doctor or clinic. Air pollution control districts will continue to monitor the air quality and will continue to provide additional advisories as air quality conditions evolve.
And while firefighters were busy battling the Parrots fire yesterday, another vegetation fire along the 2000 block of Jerry Lynn Lane in Arnold was reported. When crews arrived, they discovered the homeowner had been barbecuing and had cleaned out the barbecue and had dumped the briquettes onto the ground, which ignited nearby grass. The fire burned into a small stand of trees before fire units could completely extinguish it. Luckily, the fire only burned a 20 by 20 foot patch, and the homeowner was cited. Remember, keep the briquettes in the barbecue until they are cold to the touch.
And Friday afternoon, Amador Sheriff deputies called to the Amador Ridge Shopping Center in Martell to aid man's best friend. Two small dogs left inside a locked vehicle with the engine off and windows up. Now, the outside temperature at the time was 95 degrees with an estimated interior vehicle temperature well over 100. The dogs were freed from the vehicle, and about 40 minutes later, while they were waiting for animal control to take the dogs, the owner came out and returned to the vehicle. The woman was issued a citation and released at the scene. The sheriff's office and animal control remind us all, never leave pets in a vehicle, leave them at home in high temperatures, and be sure to provide them with shade and water when traveling.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served two search warrants near Murphy's on Thursday. Both of these locations were illegal commercial-sized marijuana cultivation sites that had been previously eradicated in 2017. The first location, off of Globe Lily Glen, deputies eradicated 313 marijuana plants. The second location, off of Esmeralda Road, eradicated 989 plants. Now, both of these locations were noted with numerous environmental violations back in 2017, and they were again on Thursday. Calaveras County Animal Control also was called to the scene to take custody and care of five dogs found at the Esmeralda Road property. It's unclear if the two grow sites are related.
Well, Amador Arts open mic, moving to a larger venue. Scott Coleman, Amador Arts event manager and open mic MC, has revamped open mic. Starting August 16th, Amador Arts open mic will now be at Hotel Sutter's Banquet Hall in Sutter Creek. Starting on the 16th, the event will now be held weekly, every Thursday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Amateur Arts Open Mic is free and fun for the entire family. Come be a part of the all-important audience or sign up and perform. Amateur Arts thanks the Hotel Sutter for its generosity in supplying the space for this expansion of community self-expression. For more information, 267-9038.
And Blood Source will hold a community blood drive to meet the community's needs for blood and blood products today from 10:30 to 5:30 at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Now, the drive is being sponsored by the VFW Post 8254, the Disabled American Veterans Post 118, and the American Legion 108. Donors will receive a Blood Source t-shirt today after donating. Donating blood is safe, easy, takes about an hour. You must weigh at least 110 pounds, be at least 16 years of age, and in generally good health. Bring a photo ID, drink plenty of fluids before donating today. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.